welcome to Razzle Dazzle. This is a podcast about video games and pop culture, with an emphasis on pop culture.
All right, it's Razzle Dazzle time. I'm your host, Jared.
And I'm Patrick.
Welcome. Today we have a very exciting episode for you. It's about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Oh, this is it's definitely a great game to introduce the podcast, considering both of us have a lot of background with the game.
100%.
I've grown up with the game since, kind of since Melee, but I really got into it in Brawl, and I've been playing it ever since.
You see, when I first had my GameCube, it's a Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness edition, the special limited edition one. It came Pokemon XD, but apparently I also had Melee. I say that because I remember going through like some of my old stuff, and I found the pamphlet for the game. And I'm like, Ma, where's the game? I don't know. Great. Okay.
That's unfortunate. That game goes for a lot of money now.
I know. And it sucks that I, you know, lost it due to time and moving. But I really came into Smash thanks to Smash 4, Wii U and 3DS. And that's what really introduced me to all of the video game franchises that I now love. Speaking of franchises,
Byleth.
Fire Emblem yep. Three Houses. This is how we're gonna jump into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get why people didn't expect Byleth, because I mean, biggest Nintendo game of 2019, basically.
Okay.
One of maybe, but still, it's just such a big character in the basically biggest Fire Emblem game in all time, probably.
Wow.
I mean, just in terms of sales.
Okay.
I think. I don't fact check me on that. Just it's a big game. It's like it only makes sense that the main character of that goes into Smash, the Nintendo fighting game.
Right. The main reason why we're talking about Byleth is because as of this recording, they just came out into the game like a few days ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, perfect timing. Happy accidents. Now,
so fun.
When I woke up to see that trailer, I can describe my feelings in one word. Disappointing.
Why?
Because, okay, this is coming from a person who's not entirely big on Fire Emblem. I love the series, though. I just haven't played enough of it to fall in love. I played Conquest. Fire Emblem Fates Conquest, excuse me. And I loved it. I loved the entire game, and I kind of felt it was a little short, if I'm thinking about it now. For a Fire Emblem game, yeah, it's weird to feel short. But then again, it's my first game. I don't know, Jack.
Have you played Three Houses?
I have not played Three Houses.
Well, Three Houses has got it going. Like, I think Conquest is one of those ones that, Fates Conquest, I think is the one that everybody says is bad.
Sure.
I know there's some games, Fire Emblem games, where people are like, maybe stay away from those. I might be wrong. I haven't played a lot of Fire Emblem games myself.
Right.
But Three Houses, that game was fun. It's like, it's Fire Emblem dating sim. I wouldn't say that. It's like high school with medieval combat with magic.
Yeah,
it's fantasy high school. Fantasy high school.
Like most animes.
Like most animes, fantasy high school.
The only reason why I continue getting into Fire Emblem is thanks to Fire Emblem Heroes, the app on the phone.
Ah, yes.
And I recently got Byleth. I got her, the female version, yesterday, just by a random summon. I'm like, oh, great. Perfect timing.
Of course.
Now, Byleth, as a character, since I haven't played the game, and I'm assuming you have.
Yes.
Okay. How is Byleth represented from their original game to in Smash? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So Byleth in the original game is your silent protagonist, your self-projection, because they don't really say much other than the occasional dialogue option.
Mm-hmm.
Then Byleth in Smash, it's just, there's not a lot of personality in Smash.
Okay.
In most characters, you don't see a lot of personality. Byleth, you use weapons like you know how to use them, and that's Byleth in the game. You teach yourself. You basically teach yourself how to use your weapon of choice, though most people go with sword because that's the one that you start out with the most knowledge in.
Okay.
But you can really use whatever weapon you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of, you know, just keep going. Just keep using that. Just maybe you want to be an axe person. Well, guess what? Byleth in Smash has got can be an axe person. It's nice because it's like
every day.
I think it represents the game well. Kind of.
The game, not the character.
The character, well, it's hard to represent a silent protagonist.
Okay. I mean, Link.
Link. Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, Link isn't even so much a fighting dude as he is a puzzle dude.
Okay.
And there's not a lot of puzzle mechanics in Smash.
You're right. To my understanding, of course, there are three other weapons other than the sword, the whip sword, which is pretty freaking cool. There's the bow, there's the spear,
and there's the axe.
And the axe. And, you know, the sword, of course. That, I think, is a perfect representation for the
weapon triangle.
The weapon triangle. We don't see that with any of the other Fire Emblem characters. I mean, with Robin, we get magic.
I think, so, Robin really represents Fire Emblem well. Because you have the wear down of your weapons.
That is true, which is super cool.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think Byleth is kind of also a good representation.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the rest of them really just meh.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they just all seem like character with sword. I mean,
right, just generic sword character, anime generic sword character. Person.
There's not a lot of uniqueness between like even though their movesets are different and like on a competitive level they're completely separate. The difference between a Crom and a Lucina, I mean, if you just visually, if you're not really into Smash Bros, mm-hmm. you see someone swinging around a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like you look at the difference between like a Byleth and one of those generic sword characters, or Robin and one of those generic sword characters. Robin really doesn't compare to them because he uses a sword, but not really. But like Byleth compared to the other sword characters, that's like people are hating a lot on Byleth, but I think Byleth is just looks entertaining,
right.
is fun to play. Like, you know, I love Byleth. I absolutely love Byleth because it's just so fun.
For me personally, I'm happy for all the Byleth fans, for all the Fire Emblem fans. More Fire Emblem, if you want it, that's great. But I think that's a double-edged sword. More Fire Emblem. It's another Fire Emblem character. Fire Emblem has the second most amount of characters in the roster, next to Mario, which kind of makes
sense.
Tied
with Pokemon. But the thing is, like, I think that should be the case. Fire Emblem is a really popular game series. There's a lot of releases for it. Japan mainly, but also here. Here, there's an ever-growing community for it, especially now that it's not just a 3DS thing.
That's true.
Or a DS thing, because not a lot of people had the hand consoles. But, like, now a lot of people have the Switch. Like, the Switch has, like, 52 million units sold.
It is one of the highest for Nintendo now.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, it's only fitting. And then people play their new Fire Emblem game, and then they get Smash, and they see that new Fire Emblem character, and they're like, "Ooh, let me buy that because I like the game." It's just Byleth fits in Smash,
right?
Because it's a Nintendo fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
People who didn't want Byleth in Smash, like, come on, it's a Nintendo fighting game. I know you want Dante, I know you want Sora, but just. The pack was never confirmed. The Challenger pack was never confirmed to be a third-party thing. So everybody expected the fifth character to be another third-party character.
Right.
Nintendo don't gotta play by those rules.
You're absolutely right. It's it's their game. It's Masahiro Sakurai's. Sorry if I butchered that. That's his game.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is I love how diverse Byleth is compared to the rest of the Fire Emblem cast. Yes, sword, magic, dragon. this one has, of course, more weapons, which I've already stated. And if I could pick somebody else to replace Byleth, I would. I'm sorry.
I mean,
but that's just my opinion. It doesn't matter.
It's an understandable statement. Like, people always want the character. I mean, I still want Rex from Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Me too.
It's not gonna happen. But like, it will. Please. Sakurai's not taking requests. I'm sure he already got plenty of Rex requests. Oh, yeah. I'm just hoping. But
that's
got
sure.
six characters coming. Rex could very well be one of them. He's already a Mii skin.
That's true.
But you know who
that
else is a Mii skin?
Confirm it.
Samus. Samus is a Mii skin.
That is true. Peach. Daisy. They're in the game.
Right. You got a Mario hat for...
You got a Mario hat.
I'm just saying. I'm just hoping.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean...
What about... Let's talk about the stage.
Stage.
Yes. Mm. Because it transfers... Or not transfers, moves across like
the map,
five different locations.
Yeah.
In,
actually, like completely vertically too.
Yeah.
You got the market, which mm-hmm. I like the idea of the breakable hut.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Man, competitive players hearing us talk about like this map, the maps are gonna be like, but is it tournament legal? It's like,
yeah, let's put a pin on that. I want to talk about that in a bit.
Man. Competitive community sometimes. There are some amazing people who don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who are really on top of that, like who want the game to just be competitive stuff, man, I want to have a word with those people and be like, yo, this ain't no fighting game.
Right. let's put a pin on that. Let's
put a pin
that.
On it. So, yeah. But stage is fun, man.
Yeah.
It's a little cameos. It's a little iffy in some parts.
Okay.
I don't
like which parts?
I don't like the bridge. It's just Bridge of Eldin.
Yeah, okay.
I don't.
Makes sense. But this one doesn't blow up.
True. I don't like the maps where you switch between different maps.
Ooh.
It's just too many new players die. When
it's
I'm
like,
showing the game to new people and I put it on random
yeah.
and I get like Delfino Island and the person's chilling, they see the platform going up and they're like, oh, it's cool, it's a platform, but I'm going to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the platform takes off mm-hmm. and they're like, what? Why'd I die? It's like...
Because you weren't on the thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, and then, like, sometimes the game is weird. Like, if you land on a surface in free fall and then you have to get up and then go back, you're dead. You're dead. It's going off without you. I don't like that.
Okay.
And then it's just, like, the idea of everyone fighting to get back on the platform.
But then again, it's a nice little chaos for Smash.
Yeah, and for casual Smash, too. But I just think it's weird.
I mean...
Yeah. I just like the consistent maps that you get used to. You kind of know the spots to chill on.
I mean,
Castle Siege. Oh my gosh, that one's disgusting in particular.
Yeah, with the different obstacles.
Because it switches stages and it becomes a flat, complete stage. And
like
then
twice.
And then it goes back to being a regular stage, which every single one but one has ledges that fall off. So then, like, people are standing at the side and they just start falling.
Yeah, that's so true.
Castle Siege is awkward, but... I think the map's fine for casual. I'm not personally a fan of it. I think it's fine.
What about the music tracks? Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot more music coming from just this game. Or, I mean, from this new fighter.
Than the rest. Well, I think... Because there's
The rest of the DLC
There's
characters.
A lot of good fighting music in the medieval... Or the fantasy fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
The fantasy strategy fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. But, like... Oh my gosh! I don't really care for most of the other songs. I really like the theme song.
Okay.
Man, just hear like I've listened to covers of it. Listened to the original English and Japanese version. I think it's a beautiful little song.
Right.
When it plays during the credits. Ooh.
When the only Fire Emblem song that really sticks out for me is the song Azura plays in Fates. She sings it. It's like her theme. That's the only one that really stands out because I don't know. For the rest, it's just I can't name one.
I mean when
other.
When characters are involved in a song in a game, then it makes them a lot more memorable. Like Kingdom Hearts themes are all super memorable because they apply to the characters in the game series.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Everybody has like their theme.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you don't the only song you remember from games like Mario, unless you're really into video game music, in which case like Mario Odyssey, you should, Mario Galaxy, they're all amazing. But the only one most casual people remember is the one that you're directly involved with,
1-1.
Which is the 1-1, yeah, but Odyssey specifically, the New Dunk City theme. But yeah, I just you really get involved with it. Just a good song all around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just so it's so good. But yeah, I think Fire Emblem's the Three Houses. It's got some good music going. Smash fits the game.
Mm-hmm.
Stage is good. Character is good. Character is amazing. People will fight me on that, but I honestly think super ranged character is fun. I wanted that in Richter, but Richter was projectile heavy, and I don't like that. But like Byleth's what I wanted in a character, just a lot
it's
of
like
range.
It's like a good all around character in a way. I think.
In a way, I still think the best all rounder. It's probably still Mario.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah.
But
generally, Violet has the bow, range. The spear, more range.
It's a great ranged character. Yeah. But like not range in the sense of projectiles, but range in the sense of range.
For melee attacks, yeah, for sure. There's a lot going on. Now, what we had a pin on, the competitive thing, we got to remember that Super Smash Brothers is also a party game.
Yeah, I love both sides of it. I absolutely love the party game side, and mm-hmm. I absolutely love the competitive side. I know plenty of the local players here. I talk to them a lot about the competitive side of things. I watch tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I want to play with items. Sometimes I want to. I don't just want to do 1v1s all the time.
Yeah, it gets kind of stale.
I love the game in its entirety. It's just it's fun in its competitive 100%. Sense. It's fun in its party sense.
Yes.
And I think people should enjoy both sides of it.
Yes.
I'm not really a fan of the people, because there are people who enjoy both sides of it. There's mm-hmm. people who enjoy one side, people who don't enjoy, who enjoy the other.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who like enjoy it, there's a lot of people who enjoy it competitively who I've seen, and maybe this obviously doesn't apply to everyone. It may not be a large portion of people, but they're loud. And it's the people who are into the competitive scene and bash the casual scene.
Yeah.
And it's one of the biggest ones for hating on Byleth because, another sortie just makes the game stale. It's like, you play it as the party game, then it definitely doesn't make the game stale. But in competitive sense, you know, you can maybe see that. It's still, but Sakurai's been good enough to the game to keep them all balanced.
If you don't like the character, don't play as them. Well, there's over 70 characters.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. And then like, if you don't like the DLC character,
don't buy it.
But it's like what we were talking about yesterday with the sense of people feel like the games are for them. They feel entitled to their games. And it's like
the game is not made for you.
It's made.
It's
made for you. But in the sense that it's made
for specifically,
not specifically. It's made for you in the sense that it's made for everyone else, because there are plenty of people who wanted Byleth
for sure,
and they're happy now. I didn't want Byleth, and I'm happy now.
That is totally fair. For me, out of the 5-6, if you want to count Piranha Plant, out of those DLC characters, I only wanted 2, Hero and Banjo Kazooie, and I was ecstatic when Banjo-Kazooie finally got revealed and finally released. When I found out, when I saw the Smash Direct for Banjo being released, on my way back home, I just played the entire soundtrack to Banjo-Kazooie on blast in the car. Thank you, Grant Kirkhope. Legend. Anyways, we're not talking about Banjo. It doesn't matter.
I mean, we're talking Smash.
Exactly. Byleth is great. I'm glad for the people who wanted them, since it's male and female. Which, you know, I've only played a little bit with Byleth, and there are some learning curves, of course, because I'm used to using, Link. He's my main.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's a little weird to get used to the forward air and the back air because of how vertical it is. horizontal. Oh, I'm sorry. Horizontal.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
But yeah, I love Byleth as a character, as a new addition to the cast, to the roster, which it's great, I think.
Do we want to get into game?
Yes.
All right. Cool. So I've prepared a game. Hopefully I can prepare games every time.
Okay.
But this is just a little game. Basically what we're going to do is, here on my phone, I have characters that each region wants in order, ranked in order. And we're just going to play guess what region wants which game.
Okay.
Or which character, sorry.
Okay.
And so I'm going to describe the character a little bit. Maybe say what game they're from if it's not too revealing. whatever. And what region wants them. And you just got to try to figure out what character that is.
Hit me.
All right. So, first one, maybe a little obscure, but I think you got this. All right. So, this character is but a simple country boy at first. He's
Isaac.
Wait for me to finish. He goes on a journey of epic proportions following a brutal attack on his village. He is from the game Tales of Symphonia, fifth major release in the Tales series.
God. Lloyd. No. What's his name?
You got it.
Is it that's his name? Yeah, Lloyd. Man. I want Lloyd, too. Double swords.
Which region? He is number one request for this region. What region do you think it is?
Oh, my God.
The three regions I have here.
Right.
Europe.
Yep.
United States.
Yep.
Japan.
Europe.
No.
No?
It's Japan.
Oh, okay.
Lloyd Irving is number one on Japan's list.
Okay.
Second character. Let me pull up his description so I don't just give it away by saying the game. Cheerful teenager who lives on Destiny Island, has best friends since childhood, and goes off on adventures to different worlds.
Gee, I wonder. Sora?
Yep.
From Kingdom Hearts.
Yep.
I'm assuming America.
America is one, but there is also another region which has him as their number one, too. Which is the only other region left that hasn't been their number one.
Japan?
No, Japan is Lloyd.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Europe, then.
Yeah, Europe.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
You know, yeah, Sora's just a classic character. Had some great games.
I like...
Emphasis on head.
Okay. Well, the new DLC, Remind, I heard of that. It was just, like, bad. You know?
I mean, so was 3.
Okay.
But... Third character. This character you do not actually see in your game unless you are playing cooperatively or in multiplayer sense. Is from a very popular game in both the United States and Europe, starting out as an indie title.
Wow.
I don't know if it's you could consider it starting from an indie title, but I mean, it started small.
What gender is
her? Male.
It's a male. Oh my God. I don't know.
This game recently became more into prominence than before.
Recently? Dude, that's so many games.
But in particular, I'd say this one probably popped off the most. Started really old, small audience, then memes. Lots of prominence and lots of people playing.
Memes. Waluigi?
No, it's Steve from Minecraft.
Steve. Oh. Did you say indie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I totally missed that. I am so sorry.
It started out small. It was just like I think it was just Notch on it, I think, at first. Or maybe a few other people. But now it's gotten really big. Like 100%. A lot bigger than it was 100%.
Before. 100%. I remember that's like...
This one is the number two of a certain region.
Do you know?
I'm asking you.
What?
This one is number two of one of the three regions, Japan, United States, or Europe.
You're giving me nothing.
I'm giving you nothing.
Number two?
Just culturally, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
You
got a 1 in 3 chance. Just throw out one. Number two of a region. I will say, I don't
America?
Think... That's what I honestly thought it would be. It's actually Europe.
Interesting.
You
learn something new every day.
Number two for America, however, from I'm pretty sure PS4 exclusive games, this character is a animal.
Crash.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
No, I wouldn't mind that.
Number two of the United States. And last one, just because, man, I don't know why people want this character so bad.
Geno.
No.
Waluigi.
No. Just let me pull this up. So, this character is a mercenary, private investigator, and demon-hunting vigilante dedicated to exterminating them and other supernatural foes.
You know, Dante?
Yeah. I don't understand
Devil
it.
May Cry.
This is number
Great
three.
Hack and slash game.
Yeah, no, really. This is number three of a certain region.
Japan.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I personally don't understand Dante, but, like, sure.
Madam Raz's homework. Tell us who you want. Who is your favorite biased pick for Smash? Personally, for me, number one, Shantae.
Shantae. Shantae was pretty big on that list I just had. Man, I'm still going to have to go with Rex, dude.
That's fine. I love
that. I don't want to give him up.
My number one.
I want him in. If not Rex, then somebody else from Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Love it.
It could be Pyra. It could
I mean,
be Mithra.
Both.
It could be all three of them.
It should be all three. But one day, maybe.
One day, maybe.
Thank you so much for joining us on our first episode of Razzle Dazzle.
And what a great episode to start out with.
I hope so. I hope it was fun for you guys to hear, to enjoy. And, you know, I'll catch you on the next one. This is brought to you by Eagle Radio.